This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's hour two on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Bears Hall of Fame linebacker Brian Urlacher will stop by in the man cave. Dan Orlovsky will join us coming up later on. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. You love watching sports? Peacock is the place to be. This is where you can see our program. Also, Sunday Night Football, Big Ten Saturday, the Premier League, golf, WWE, and a whole lot more. Peacock has the most live sports of any streamer. Poll question for hour one, and as we head into hour two, Seton.
Yeah, Dan, hour one, we're talking about which NFL trade should happen, not will happen, but should happen. Davante Adams and Raiders, Vikings and Kirk Cousins, Cardinals and Kyler Murray, or other. Right now, 39% of the audience say the Vikings should trade Kirk Cousins, followed by 36% with the Raiders and Davante Adams.
Yeah, I think it's interesting time for both the Packers and Raiders. That wasn't pretty football last night, but the Raiders got a home win, and I still don't think they have their quarterback, and I don't think they have their head coach. Green Bay has its head coach. Green Bay has their quarterback of the future. It certainly feels that way. But both teams sort of feel like in a state of flux. Patriots against the Raiders coming up next week. And I think that'll be an interesting matchup as Josh McDaniels against his mentor in Bill Belichick. And Jimmy G going against Bill Belichick. All right, poll question for hour two, Seton, is going to be?
Yeah, I'm
going
to throw up there. I'm going to throw up.
Don't.
I might vomit. If you could start your team with any NFC quarterback, Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy, or other.
Okay.
It's a holdover from yesterday, but it's fun.
Okay. Who would be the other in the NFC?
It starts to get pretty slim.
Yes.
Fast.
Yes.
Gotta admit.
Because you have to count the age that they're at.
Right. Right.
So Bryce Young, Carolina.
Maybe.
Justin Fields. A Jordan Love?
Yeah, I mean...
Kyler Murray?
Is that going to be Daniel Jones?
Baker Mayfield Jr. the third?
Probably not.
Desmond Ridder? Wow. Ouch.
Yeah, come on. Who's going to... the whole list of all the NFC quarterbacks, nobody's taking Baker Mayfield.
Dak Prescott?
Yeah.
It's Jalen Hurts and Brock Purdy.
Or other. Those are your options.
Yeah, I don't know who the other would be.
Others being generous, I think.
Well, the other means that... there's no name worthy of being put in with Jalen Hurts and Brock Purdy. So I would say it's Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts right now. Where did all the NFC quarterbacks go?
Are we just waiting for them to develop? Like Jordan Love, we don't know. And Desmond Ridder, we don't know. And Bryce Young, we don't know. Justin Fields, we kind of know. Is Travis Kelce playing Thursday night? I know that ankle sprain. You got the game Thursday night against the Broncos. Is that right, Todd? Your Broncos against the Chiefs?
Thursday night, Broncos Chiefs.
Okay. Is Taylor Swift going to be there at the game? I mean, I have to ask it because, is she the good luck charm here for the Kansas City Chiefs? That game in Denver, Todd?
That game is at Arrowhead.
Oh, okay.
And then in 2 weeks, they have the Chiefs go to Denver.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe she does a home-and-home there with Kansas City and Denver. Follow
That's
her
fun.
Man. Her man. Paulie?
I have no update on Travis Kelce's status. All right. Checking.
All right. Which is a good thing, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably so. So the Raiders hold off the Packers, both teams now 2-3. Braves over the Phillies in dramatic fashion. Diamondbacks are up 2-0 against the Dodgers. Astros at the Twins, Orioles at the Rangers on the schedule. I watched some basketball last night. Yeah, preseason basketball. Versatility is the buzzword, it feels like, in sports. Like Micah Parsons, I can line him up wherever. Shohei Ohtani, the versatility. He can run, he can pitch, he can hit. Debo Samuel, he can run, he can catch, he can do everything. Christian McCaffrey, versatility. And then you have Victor Wembanyama, versatility. He can shoot the three. He's got a handle. He can play really good defense. And those traits were on display last night against Chet Holmgren. You forget about Holmgren. He got injured in that summer league game and never played. So he's still up for Rookie of the Year. He can still qualify for Rookie of the Year. But Wembanyama had 20 points, and he altered a lot of shots. Holmgren played well. He had 21 points. And they didn't play longer than like 16 minutes. But I'm watching these two, and you're seeing guys who are legitimately 7'4", 7'5", with handle, with range, with the ability to be, you know, a rim protector and then shoot the three at the other end. Is that the future of the NBA? Yeah, Marvin.
I think it's the present. Because Kevin Durant, he's listed as 6'9". I've seen Kevin Durant.
He's 7 feet.
He's 7 feet.
Yeah.
Like, as a two guard, he's really just playing the two spot.
Okay. Is he the first, then, of what we've ushered in of seven-footers with the ability, handle, shoot the three? Yeah, his defense has gotten better, but he's not an intimidator. Yeah, Mark.
I'm going to go Dirk.
Yeah, but Dirk wasn't a two-way player. Dirk was just an unbelievable, scoring machine.
Well, I just mean as what you see now.
Yeah, but Dirk never beat you off the dribble.
These are all Dirk's kids.
Again, not literally.
No. Dirk didn't have a handle. He wasn't beating you off the dribble. He just, if he got the ball in his spots, he was scoring on you, plain and simple. But he wasn't a guy at the other end where you go, got to keep an eye out on Dirk. He could be a backside help blocking shots. Yes, Mark.
So they're Kevin Durant's kids?
Probably.
Okay.
Not literally.
Not literally.
Yeah.
Yes. But everybody is a derivative of what Kevin Durant
did.
Whoa,
derivative. All right. How about that UConn education?
Yeah, derivative.
There? Okay. Yes, Bowling.
If you look at some of these rosters, there's not a center listed in the starting lineup. Like Oklahoma City does not have a center in their starting lineup. Holmgren's their tallest player, but he's a power forward that plays like a small forward.
But he doesn't have any power.
No. Right. Like, but he's a good rebounder.
But we have to get rid of these designations. There's not a small forward, power forward, point guard, shooting guard.
If you were Victor Wembanyama, would you be listed at center?
Because it doesn't matter anymore.
It is his choice. So I guess the only choice that helps him for like first team, second team.
No.
That's all.
No, we've taken that out.
What about for history?
It's positionless. Well,
because he doesn't play like a center.
Kevin Durant doesn't play like a center, but he's 7 feet. He's probably listed as a small forward.
Why do we have to be forced into these boxes?
You're right, Seed. I'm profiling here. Yes, Marvin.
That's almost like in the NFL. What's Nick Bosa and what's Micah Parsons?
Football player.
Right. They're not even, there's no LB or DE next to their name.
It's just Edge.
Yeah, just Edge.
Yeah.
Like, is that even a real position?
Well, And Edge from U2 came up with Edge before anybody else. He was an edge rusher before anybody else. Yeah.
But I'm sorry, football players don't have positions?
Some guys don't. Troy Polamalu, what was his position?
They listed.
He was a football player. Junior Seau.
Yeah, there haven't been a lot of Troy Polamalus, though.
No, but when you have that, then you have. So what do I call you? You're a football player.
This feels a lot like the I'm not a tight end, I'm a wide receiver conversation. No, you're not.
Micah Parsons listed as linebacker. Both Brosa brothers are listed as defensive ends.
Well, I would want to be listed as a linebacker. Are you doing your Joey Bosa impersonation?
He goes, both Brosa brothers. I'm like, man, is that accurate? The Brosas. Yes.
The Brosas.
Yeah. Oh, that's not our name.
Get it right, Matt.
Yeah, Mar.
Money-wise, would you want to change?
Yes. No, here's the thing. I can make all Pro Bowl as a linebacker. I'm going to have some competition as an edge rusher. But to make more money, I want to be listed as an edge rusher than a linebacker.
So like Urlacher would have had his hand in the dirt. Like, whoa, you're paying me as what?
Yeah, but I don't think Brian would have been an edge rusher. Like he was like Ray Lewis.
In today's NFL?
You think that Ray Lewis...
Well, but those guys are like the same size as both.
Yeah, but Brian was a better athlete, like faster than Ray. But I don't know if he'd be an edge. I mean, he might just because you get paid. Middle linebacker, running back, and safety. That feels like those are the guys who get shortchanged. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, Urlacher was too good at covering the pass to put it the rush linebacker. But Micah Parsons was a true middle linebacker for almost his entire college career. And rarely he blitzed, but never from the edge position. And the Cowboys, I don't know if they saw it on draft day or saw it in practice. I've never seen the story, but they moved him instantly to edge rusher.
Yeah, but Lawrence Taylor, I don't remember him covering wide receivers. And he was a linebacker. And linebackers used to have to, be responsible for the tight end. But I don't remember LT. LT was all over the place in a good way on the field. The Vikings are going to place Justin Jefferson on the IR. So that's at least four games that he misses, Paulie?
Yeah, the rule has got to be four. So it's the next four games he will not be in the lineup. Can't be in the lineup.
Okay. They have one home game. Now they play the Bears, and then they have the Niners at home. Okay. Yikes. And that's why we brought up, if you're the Vikings, do you trade, or at least try to trade, Kirk Cousins? Kirk Cousins is $22 million. I mean, that's a bargain if you want to get somebody. And the trade deadline comes at the end of the month. So you'd have to make a decision on this relatively soon. But who would be in that position where you go, okay, lost our quarterback, now we have to go get somebody? And watching the football game last night, I mentioned this first hour. If I'm going to read between the lines, and maybe I don't need to with Davante Adams, because Davante Adams was targeted one time in the first half. And then I'm thinking, was he getting doubled? He got targeted four times last night. He had four catches. And I'm thinking, okay, he's going against his former team. We do need him to produce. And he was asked about the defense. Were they double teaming him?
Enough, yes. Yeah, more than I would like. But, I mean, that's what every team does. So it doesn't make an excuse. We still got to find a way to get me the ball. I mean, like I said many times, if we're going off of just getting the ball in single covers, I'll have 22 catches on the year. So we got to find a way either way.
Okay. What if Davante Adams says, what are we doing here? How about you send me to New Orleans? Let me reunite with Derek Carr. It's your, winnable division. Now all of a sudden you got a couple of really good receivers there. You got Kamara there. You could make some noise, some big time. Now I don't know what it would cost. Would the Lions be interested?
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah. But after a while, I mean, Davante Adams has kind of said this before. I mean, he's hinted at this. That, yeah, I want to get back. I want to play in big games. I want to play in a Super Bowl. Well, that's not going to happen anytime soon with the Raiders. The Raiders are the only NFL team yet to score at least 20 points in a game this season. The last time that happened was the first five games, 2019, with the Miami Dolphins.
Start of the day, start of the day.
Start of stat of the day, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards to the Dan Patrick Show. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. And Sunday night, it'll be the Buffalo Bills and the New York Giants. Not sure if Danny Dimes will be playing in that game, bothered by a tender neck. Yes, Todd?
I had a question about Kirk Cousins. Would it make sense for the Colts to look at him? If Anthony Richardson keeps getting hurt and Minshew isn't great, he's serviceable, and that's a winnable division.
No, I'd rather have Gardner Minshew.
You would?
Yeah. Yeah. He's cheap. I don't want to go out there and spend more money. I mean, is Kirk D. Cousins that much of an upgrade over Gardner Minshew? I mean, you got Jonathan Taylor back. You do have some skill position players. And you're right, that is a winnable division. But I would still expect Jacksonville to be the team. And Tampa has Baker Mayfield. There's, you know, if you fool some people and you win 7 or 8 games, great. But, you know, doesn't matter. I mean, I'd rather see if you have something in Baker Mayfield, you know, longer term than Kirk D. Cousins. But who's going to trade for him? And what are you going to give up? And does Minnesota even have a legitimate backup quarterback? Is it Nick Mullins, used to be with the 49ers? Okay. They had Mond out of A&M, didn't they?
Yeah, a lot of people loved him. He's out.
Oh, yeah. Is he even in the league anymore?
I don't think so. He may be a practice by checking.
Okay. Yes, Marvin, do you have something on your mind that you look like you're poised with thought?
No, Kelamon was just another guy that people, oh, look at those physical tools.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. The guys that we've said, yeah, I always go back to Jamarcus Russell because we saw him play in New Orleans in a bowl game, and I'm thinking, God, that guy is so big. His arm is so strong. How can he miss? Well, he didn't love football. You have to love the game. I truly believe. I don't think you can be, you know, the game comes naturally to me. You got to love the game to get to a certain level, like greatness level. I don't think you can sort of go through the motions. You're so athletic that, and you don't love the game. I'm just so good at it. You know, it's like the supermodel. I don't need to do anything in the morning. Until you have to do something in the morning. And then all of a sudden it's like, ooh, I should have done something before this. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Make sure you pay a visit, danpatrick.com. And we have the Crappensburg State baseball team T-shirt. That's wonderful. The Double Deuce, which is the campus bar and lounge.
These are two of my favorite T-shirts we've ever made.
Well, we look at it and we go, we actually got these T-shirts made. And if you want me to read you a bedtime story, I'm available because the audio portion, the audio book, the occasionally accurate annals of football, the NFL's greatest players, plays, scandals, screw-ups, plus stuff we totally made up, is available. And I did the audio book, which is weird to do it, but Marvin had to sit here and listen to me the entire time. We giggled. There were times when I go, I can't get through this thing.
I slept naked with the windows open. Like, wait, what?
All right, Brian Urlacher will join us in studio right after this Dan Patrick Show. Dan Patrick Show is giving listeners VIP access to an incredible deal, the new 4x6 photo legacy box. So right now, get your family's photos professionally scanned for as low as 7 cents. So that's 76% less than what other brands are charging. Nobody's better at doing this. They've helped over 1 million families. They've been doing this for over a decade now. Visit legacybox.com/Patrick. Get 200 photos scanned starting at just $19.95. And don't forget, Legacy Box also digitizes over 15 other types of analog media. Christmas memories, if it's on a VHS, grandma's film reels from the 40s, all of that can be digitized. That way you preserve all those memories. Don't let time fade your precious photographs and other memories. Take advantage. This exclusive offer, the new Photo Legacy Box today. Preserve your past for as low as 7 cents. Go to legacybox.com/Patrick. Legacybox.com/Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself,
Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric, the feeling all Mercedes. Choice, all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ. Brian Urlacher, the Hall of Famer, was with the Bears for 13 seasons, former Defensive Player of the Year, joining us on behalf of Ludex, the fastest and most accurate sports and trading card scanner app. You take a picture, identify, get the card's value instantly, and you can download it for free. You spell it L-U-D-E-X. Great to see you again. We talked about this, I don't know if it was last year, trying to figure out what you have in your attic. You know, when mom says, I'm going to throw those out, no, they're valuable. Now we have an opportunity to figure out how valuable.
Your show is the reason why they did the app. They heard it on your show, so they made the app up.
Seriously.
Kidding. No, they heard someone. What? I think, was it Frisky talking about it on your show one day?
No. It had to be somebody intelligent.
So it was you then. Definitely you then.
Yeah.
So I guess they heard you talking about it, and they were in the process of coming up with the app, and then you guys talked about it.
Oh, did you hear that, Paul? They were in the process of coming up with
the app. They didn't steal your idea.
We could share, Bri.
Yeah.
We could share? Perfect.
You wouldn't be the first to steal something from
this show. Oh, I'm sure. All of your viewers?
Yes. Yes. You have our blessing there.
Thank you.
When's the last time you hit somebody?
That guy right there.
Paulie. That's a while ago at the Super Bowl.
2018, right? Was that in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah. I pulled my hamstring playing softball about 7 years ago. That's the last time I ran, and I wasn't full speed. Now I just ride my bike. That's it.
Yeah, but do you miss that contact?
I don't miss contact. No, hell no. The game's different now. There's not as much contact as there was back when I played, but I don't miss getting hit. My son plays high school football, so I get a chance to watch him play and see how he feels after games, so I'm good.
Yeah, but I would think you would just want that feeling of hitting somebody. Not being hit, but hitting somebody.
Yeah, I actually don't think about it like that because there's repercussions to both sides of it. You know, if you're hitting someone, you're still going to take a little bit of the brunt. But, yeah, I don't miss it at all, Dan. I don't cover nothing.
What happened to football?
Safe. You know, I mean, the rules had to change, right? They want players. Well, they want the quarterbacks to play longer. They want the receivers to play longer. Running backs they don't care about. Defensive players they don't care about. But they want the QBs and receivers to play longer, right?
Okay, but...
And score points.
Was it, yeah, more importantly, was it starting to change while you were still playing? Did you get a sense that they were starting to protect the quarterback even more so?
You know, I think it's been evolving since I came into the league in 2000. But yeah, I mean, they got to protect him. You know, that's where all the money's spent. That's where the fans want to see points scored, as you said earlier. But yeah, I don't know, man. It's been evolving over the last 15, 20 years. And now it is what it is now. I can't stand it when the guys get thrown to the quarterback from an offensive lineman. They call roughing the passer for a guy hitting him in the knee, but he got thrown to the quarterback.
How would you have to change your game if you played now?
I don't think I would. You know, maybe some launch angles, you know, when you want to go up to hit a guy, but those things you can't change in a split second. You know, so those are going to happen, and they still happen. But I don't think my game would have to change much at all.
Would you be a linebacker or an edge rusher?
I can't rush the edge. I'd be a linebacker. I don't like dealing with offensive tackles. Those guys are really big. So Micah Parsons, I heard you talking earlier. Bosa, those guys are definitely edge rushers. Micah can do anything. He could probably play safety, but... now they're interchangeable. They just get up there and beat up the linemen.
But Ray Lewis wouldn't be an edge rusher.
No, Ray was a middle linebacker for sure. Yeah. Well, my body type's different than Ray's, right? Mine's six. I could body type wise, I could probably play defensive end or edge rusher. But those guys are just different, like mentally. I don't think I have that mentality.
Who would you like to face now, quarterback wise?
Oh, here we go. Let's see. Are you trying to make someone look good, like? Guys that we could actually have success against?
Yeah. Like, who would you look forward to facing? And then maybe it's a different answer.
That's kind of a setup, though, because then you're going to say someone's not playing very well.
Okay, well, you might.
All right, Mac Jones.
You'd like to play Mac Jones.
Sorry. I like Mac, but he's having a tough year.
Okay, but what would you do with somebody like that who doesn't have great weapons? And yeah. So honestly, how do you make him play into your hands?
We would make them throw the football. But all we ran was cover two, no matter what. The Lovey put us in a seven-man front. Our defensive line controlled the line of scrimmage, and we just run to the football. But pass-wise, I mean, it'd be hard to not play man, I think, versus them, because we think our DBs are better than their receivers.
How would you do against Mahomes?
Ooh, he's good. Well, we'd run cover two. You know, you got Kelsey in there as well. We would run cover two, I probably 75-80% of the time against him. We wouldn't be manned up because he's going to create separation for his receivers. But
are you responsible for Kelsey?
Certain plays I would be. Yeah, we're in cover two. There's a lot of times I would be, but it's never a man situation unless he's going down the middle. Then I'd be locked up on him. But for the most part, we'd be just play cover two. That's why we're so good, because we can play cover two in every situation.
Best tight end you ever faced?
Ever faced? Probably Tony Gonzalez.
What was about him that made him?
He was big. He could run. He could catch. He was physical. You know, also as good as Antonio Gates was really good as well there in San Diego.
Big guy.
Yeah, basketball player playing football. He was solid. They're all good, though. You know, there's a reason they're in the NFL. They're really good football players.
Is there a tackle that you missed going after a quarterback that you think about? Not the Brady one.
another one. Well,
that was embarrassing.
Well, look, Brady doesn't get the due for how fast he is. Y'all, people don't understand.
He's not fast.
I put him like Vic, Lamar Jackson. Like he's in that category. People don't understand. Now that's the one, because I'll tell you why that one pisses me off. Because it was third and five, and maybe third and six, and they were in the red zone. And they got the first down. They scored a touchdown a couple plays later. So that's the one that hurt me, because if I tackle them, it's either fourth and five or whatever, and they're probably kicking a field goal. We lose the game 17-13. Boom. There you go. Yeah. Thanks for bringing it, man.
No, I'm
just. Every time I come on your show, you got these great little stats for me, your little facts. I appreciate it.
Brady has no mobility.
I disagree.
He has no moves.
Oh, he had some moves that day.
That's his career highlight run.
Good job. I mean, Brady's, we're on the same draft class, you know. It's nice. I don't think he needs my help being on any highlight films, but yeah, it was a good run, man. I missed a tackle.
But is there one that you were going in for a sack that you think about?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, sacks are like bonuses, right? You're supposed to make the play, but I'm sure there's plenty I missed. But there's really not. Do you have one in mind?
No.
Usually you have something you're going to show.
No.
I was like, hey, what about this one though? Not off the top of my head, I can't think of any that I missed sack wise. I know I missed one in the playoffs versus Jake Delhomme, but Wale got him, so it didn't matter. The ones that make me mad, the ones that cost our team. Like that one was third and five. Like I said, he got the first down. They ended up scoring a touchdown. But there's plenty of times I missed tackles and got ran over, though, if you want to bring those up, too. You want to talk about some of those?
I'm not going to bring up Jerome Bettis.
Oh, what about Brandon Jacobs? Brandon Jacobs just trucked me in the preseason one year. I'm sure there's other times, too. I've been ran over. I got run over in eighth grade really bad on a punt return.
And we have highlights of that. Brandon Jacobs.
Oh, man.
When we saw him in person, mm-hmm. and I go, he looked like he could have been O.C. Umeyura or Michael Strahan. He might have been bigger than Michael Strahan.
That's a big man right there. He had to be 265 or 270 running however fast he ran, and I tried to hit him full speed in the chest coming sideways, and it didn't work out good for me.
Brian Urlacher joining us in studio, joining us on behalf of the fastest and most accurate sports and trading card scanner app. It's called Ludex.
Ludex. I say Lude sometimes, Lude, though. Lude sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go, not Lud.
It's Ludex.
No. It's Lou.
I like that, too.
Ludex. L-U-D-E-X. Take a picture, identify, get card values instantly, download for free. If the Bears have the number one pick, they should.
Oh, man. It's kind of early to tell, but, I mean, it'd be hard to pass up on. Well, they just traded last year, right? They may have the number one and two pick from what I hear.
Yeah.
If things keep progressing the way they are, or I guess regressing the way they are, I think you got to take Caleb Williams.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the way he's played so far, his numbers, his athletic ability, the way he throws the football, but it depends on how they value Justin as well. You know, the last couple of games, it looks a little different.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Right? A little different.
Have you changed your opinion?
Well, he has a great receiver in DJ Moore.
Yeah.
And they're getting him the football. I thought he could have had 4 or 5 touchdowns last week, okay. DJ.
Yeah.
He was playing against a high school kid. Did you see what he was doing to that corner? I mean, he wasn't. I'm just saying DJ's a man.
Would you check and see if that DB was a high school kid?
Was he legal?
Yeah.
Was he over 18?
Yeah.
I mean, he was just saying DJ is a man. You know, he was having his way with that guy. But, yeah, I mean, but then I'm sure there's some linemen out there as well. If they have those top two or three picks or whatever, you got to get
Marvin lineman. Harrison, the Ohio State awesome. Wide receiver.
You got DJ Moore, though. You got a guy. You got another one.
No, you can never have enough receivers.
True. Very true. They got him. Yeah, I would, but you got to go. I think D line, even if there's a pass rusher right there as well. I don't know. I like what Houston did last year, by the way, taking C.J. Stroud and Anderson.
Yeah,
that was awesome. They're both playing great this year as well.
Is there any bad blood left over with anybody you played against? That if you saw somebody?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I didn't really have bad blood when I played with guys either. You know, you're mad. You're not mad, but when you're playing, you're competing, and then when you see them, you see all these guys when they see each other, they're all buddy buddies. So it's the same way, I guess. You're friends with them. It's good to see them again. I was just at a signing in Chicago last week, and I saw all the older guys than me: Marcus Allen, Charles Haley. There's a bunch of old Bears there. Richard Dent was there. Just nice to see. They're a little bit older than me, but it's nice to see those guys and kind of just listen to them talk and tell stories. Charles Haley is hilarious.
He is crazy.
And hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he has some good stories, and he'll tell you all about them, too. He's great. I mean, he got me cornered for a little bit. I saw Zach Thomas about it. Zach's my guy. Zach got in the hall this year.
Yep.
Finally. He's still not very tall, but he got in. He deserved it. That's one guy that I was pushing for a lot of years, so I'm glad he got in.
Why is it we're not paying the linebacker? Feels like the linebacker and running back.
They're paying linebackers more than they are running backs. I feel like they are.
You had to have a middle linebacker and a running back.
Back in the day, you're right. Yeah, I don't know why they're devaluing running backs. I understand because there's a lot of guys that are good at running back, but McCaffrey's making a lot of money and he's earning it. It's just the game's changing, right? Now the running game is these little flare screens or little pop passes they throw. They'll find a way to get 3 or 4 yards on first or second down and get it in third and short.
Aaron Rodgers at this age trying to come back from that injury.
He'll do it. He's awesome. I mean, in my opinion, it was Mahomes and him as the two of the best three quarterbacks in the NFL last year. Pretty much any year Aaron's healthy, he's one of the best in my opinion. But he'll come back. You know, I think now he's more determined with the way the season went for him and all the hype that was surrounding the Jets. And look at that defense. I don't think they're going to regress anytime soon. They're good. You know, I would want to play quarterback for that team.
But, you know, people talk about Mahomes, and I say Rodgers was Mahomes before Mahomes, in my opinion.
Agreed. I mean, you look at the way he maneuvers in the pocket. You know, he doesn't really maneuver in the pocket to run. He moves up and down to get separation for his receivers and kind of changed rush angles for the D lineman. But his accuracy is unbelievable. He doesn't make the crazy plays that Mahomes makes, you know, the running around and throwing behind his back or whatever he does. But accuracy-wise, Aaron's he's got to be top 2 or 3 of all time, I would think.
But what's it like to be a defensive player when the guy across from you knows what you're going to do?
Yeah. Hopefully we make a play, you know, because, you know, they're all the same. All the quarterbacks know, most of them, I'm sorry, know what defense you're in before they snap the ball. And Aaron was the best. And he would undress our defense, do all the dummy calls, the leg snap thing, the fake leg thing, and all this. And then all of a sudden, the ball's not snapped and you're showing your hand in defense. We were lucky enough on defense where we could change our call as well. When we saw Aaron change, we could change as well. We had most of our guys were pretty smart, so we could be on the same page, but they know what you're doing. You know, they're smart, so hopefully you make a play on defense and get off the field.
But you're so close to that player, and you might not even get your hand on Aaron Rodgers. So you're just staring at him.
Yep.
Did you say anything?
No. Well, we had some dummy calls. I won't repeat them on your show. But we had a lot of good dummy calls that we would thought fake him out, you know, because they know our checks. We play them twice a year, so he knew exactly.
Now, why can't you say them?
Well, they're not very nice words. Some of them aren't nice words.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you'd yell out these words?
These words that were, some of them were dummies and some of them were actual checks, and Aaron had to figure out which was which, you know?
But did Rodgers know what you were doing?
You know, he knew, they all know. You know, when our defense was simple. You know, it was either cover two man or his own blitz. It wasn't that hard to figure out. We had good players.
When you talk about Bears linebackers, obviously with yourself and Mike Singletary and the passing of Dick Butkus,
yeah, that hurt.
Were you compared at all to Butkus at any point?
The media, you know, obviously the media in Chicago. So I didn't know much about football in Chicago before I got there. I knew Walter Payton and the 85 Bears, but I didn't know much about football before that. But when I moved to middle linebacker, the media starts comparing, not comparing you, but bringing up the tradition, you know, Bill George, Dick Butkus, Mike Singletary. And I was young. I was like, yeah, those guys are great, but I'm 22 years old. I don't know what I'm going to be. And obviously now, as it gone on, we're all in the Hall of Fame, but I always appreciated Butkus for, he always called it like he saw it, didn't pull any punches. You know, he was very, whenever I was around him, he was always so witty and a major smartass. I love that. Like, he just said what he was thinking all the time. I think my second or third year, I helped the guy up off the ground after I tackled him.
Oh,
bad move by me. He was in the newspaper or the media next week saying that that's not okay. You know, you're not supposed to help a guy up after you tackle him. But in my mind, I was like, well, it's not like I'm not going to want to tackle him the next play. So I'll tackle him, help him up, hit him the next play, help him up. It didn't matter to me. You know, it wasn't a big deal, but Dick Butkus did not like that.
I remember Jim Brown, whenever he'd get hit, he made it seem like you crushed him. No.
Oh, the opposite.
Like when he would get up, he'd be so slow getting up.
Okay.
And you'd think, oh, okay. Like, man, they got him. And then they give him the ball. And
yeah. Like, it's just. It's different, man. Those guys are different, obviously. But yeah, Dick Butkus. The world is definitely a softer place without Dick Butkus in it. that dude was tough, man. He couldn't get away with anything he got away with back in the day when he brought in today's game.
And your son's going to Notre Dame?
He is. Yeah, he committed to Notre Dame in June. Going to go play for Marcus there in Notre Dame. I'm excited about that. He'll go. So he graduates high school in December. He's going to be an early enrollee and go in January.
And what position?
Plays free safety.
So just like you?
Back in high school. Back in high school, he's a little bit more athletic than I was, believe it or not.
But you returned punch, didn't you?
In high school, yeah. But my level of high school is different than his level of high school. I played in New Mexico. He plays in a very good conference in Arizona. So they got big boy football there. I wasn't big boy football in high school.
Would you? So you wouldn't have gotten NIL money coming out of high school.
I may not have gotten any. How about that, by the way? Isn't that amazing how much these guys are getting?
Is your son going to get NIL money?
At Notre Dame, they do something for every player on the team. So, yes, they will do that. And then there's like a, I don't know how it works, but I guess you can earn more money. If you play good, I think you make a lot of money. Is that correct? Basically?
You have
a chance to make, at certain schools, if you play well, you have a chance to make quite a bit of money. I know the quarterback for Notre Dame does pretty well, Sam. I know he does pretty well. One of their corners is a true freshman, made over $500,000, I think, doing NIL. So, yeah.
What's Sam make?
I heard it's over the $1 million. I heard. But how do you know? Is there like a sheet that says this is how much this guy makes?
Well, I think you have to report it, though.
Go to the IRS. That's how you know what to really make.
Well, you got to check Sam Hartman's tax
return.
Check
his tax returns and we'll see how much he made in NIL money. But he's a good player.
Yeah.
He had a tough week last week. Yeah. Sometimes I have. On the road, Louisville, they're good, you know. Top 25 now.
He's 24.
I know. It's awesome. Good-looking kid, too. I'm a big fan of Sam Hartman.
We had him on after Notre Dame played Navy in Dublin.
Well, that was a cool game.
Yeah.
You were there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Will Ferrell went with us.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's funny. Hey, you're a movie star.
Yeah, I am.
Every Adam Sandler movie, I can expect to see you in it.
Yeah, that's
no
true.
Doubt.
Want me to get you in one?
I'm good. I like to watch. I appreciate it. I'm a big movie buff watching guy, but I'm not a very good actor.
Have you been on a TV show?
I was on According to Jim back in the day, like 2001. Remember that?
Jim Belushi? Jim Belushi.
Yeah. It was Entourage. I'm sure you're on Entourage multiple times, right?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, wow. It surprises me. I thought for sure you'd be on there.
That one hurt a little bit.
That you didn't make the appearance as yourself?
But here's the thing. I don't like playing me. Oh. And I don't want to be on a show that I might screw up that I like.
Gotcha. How could you screw up? Just keep redoing it.
No. It's just, you know, some people shouldn't be on shows doing cameos.
Gotcha.
That's all.
Okay, I get it. Yeah.
Like The Simpsons, they're writing me into an episode, and I'm just playing an announcer. Like Homer does a rock skipping contest, and I'm the announcer.
Because it's your voice, because it's great. And I get it.
That's all.
Very nice. That's all. Well, people know it's you because of your voice.
Do you want to? We have a football field out there.
Oh.
Do you want to hit Paulie again?
Paulie, do you want some more?
I thought we were both retired.
I know you said you're retired. I haven't hit anybody since that day, so I'm good if you're good.
I just don't want you to
know.
As
in no.
Well, you could give us maybe a technique or something.
We could just do it. Let's just do a head slap. Can we do that? That was a great technique, by the way.
The
head slap was good.
I know. Don't you wish you could do that again?
I do. It'll probably hurt my hand, but it feels like it's a great move.
Well, you could bandage your hand up like Deacon Jones did and just...
Or all the forearm pads, and obviously you wear gloves, but you could just knock the crap out of somebody. It'd be great.
All right, let me give you the plug again. Brian joining us on behalf of Ludex, L-U-D-E-X, the fastest, most accurate sports and trading card scanner app. They took the idea from us, so you know it's a good idea. Take a picture, identify, and get the card values instantly. Download for free. He's Brian Urlacher. Thank you for joining us, Brian.
Thanks for having me.
Back Appreciate after it. This. Sometimes I'll walk by, maybe it's a party, maybe it's a tailgate, and I'll hear, hey, nice buns. And I immediately think they're talking about King's Hawaiian. And why not? Whether it's the original rolls, the slider buns, the salty pretzel slider buns, those soft, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls are perfect for any football afternoon. But we're going to make that football afternoon specific. Slider Sunday. Football season, family and friends, football, and King's Hawaiian. Also, you need a little recipe inspiration? How about the bacon cheeseburger sliders? You can find the recipe step-by-step at kingshawaiian.com. Football Sunday's all about sharing great food, having fun with friends, family, and football. King's Hawaiian, Slider Sunday, the only way to celebrate Sunday. We're trying to make it into a national holiday. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store. Pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls. And as always, enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Been a while since we've seen Brian Urlacher. Played golf with him a couple times. I played golf with him and Steve Spurrier. And that's entertaining. Spurrier, very serious golfer. And Brian was just learning. We were playing Whistling Straits, which is one of the more challenging golf courses in the country. Paulie, of course, wanted to have a piece of Brian Urlacher during the break. And you were trying to pass block. Fritzy was the quarterback. Didn't go well.
Did not go well. Yeah. Couldn't get rid of that ball fast enough. He looked like he was going to hit me. I don't want any part of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, big guy. Sometimes you don't realize it because everybody, when you're watching on TV, like, oh, okay, that big guy. And then you see somebody and you're like, in person, it's like, oh, no, that's a big guy. He was talking about Sam Hartman, NIL money. Sam Hartman has a $1.1 million NIL valuation. So that's 14th in college football. And I think he's repped by VaynerMedia. And so Sam's getting paid at Notre Dame. Probably wouldn't got this money at Wake Forest if he had been able to stay. All right, let me get a couple of phone calls in here. Jared in Cincinnati. Oh, is Brian Urlacher dunking?
Yeah, Urlacher's in the gym in the back trying to get some shots up.
Okay.
I could hear the rim snapping.
Yeah. Okay, if he breaks it, he's got to pay for it.
I just checked his career salary. We'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Man, he's still strong.
So what was the Jared in Cincinnati? Hi, Jared.
Hey, Dan. Who day?
Who day? Who day? Think going to beat them Bengals?
Let's hope they can get it going this year and go off this last win here. Real quick, do you think that Davante Adams, is somebody going to trade him or trade for him and give up like a first round pick, a high first round pick?
No. No. It usually doesn't work that way. I don't know how old Davante Adams is. Is he 30, 31, Paulie?
Yeah, Dan, he's 30. His contract, Davante Adams, is pretty friendly if you want to trade for him. Next year he'll make, let's say, $20 million. It would cost you next year, but you could get out of it after that year because his contract escalates to like $37 million and $37 million and $25 and $26 million. But there's an out. After next season.
Patrick in Vermont. Hi, Patrick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Thanks for taking my call again.
Sure.
I've got a nickname for Krappenberg State for you.
Okay.
So if we've got the 49ers who started at the Gold Rush in 49, you get the 76ers, who obviously the Constitution in 1776. I did a little research because you guys are in Ireland, and Krappenberg State Board of Trustees founded in a pub in Ireland in 1833. So we should call them the Krappenberg State Turdy Turters.
All right. Thank you.
Right on the 33rd yard line, they do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Never forget.
Well, I said that's the school address, 33rd, Turdy Turd and Turd.
Yeah.
In Shartsville, Pennsylvania. the baseball T-shirt is available as well at danpatrick.com. Some great T-shirts. Dan in Pennsylvania. Hi, Dan. Thanks, Dan. Dave in California. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind?
Well, Dan, you're talking about relegation and stuff. My question was, you know, you might have a huge donor for, say, North Dakota State that could help with NIL money, but what do you do with the recruiting budget, travel budget? If you're moved up to the, you know, top league, how are you going to travel? Where are you going to put your kids? I think, you know, scheduling. Are you going to bring Alabama to an 18,000-seat stadium with some of those problems? How would you address that? Would the NCAA supplement these teams coming up, or what would you do?
Well, most of these programs are big-time programs who would be playing in if you had a league that was similar to the NFL. Let's say you had 50 schools. I'm assuming that those 50 schools are going to have the facilities to be able to handle certain programs, games, your travel budget. Everybody's going to be playing sort of equally. You know, like the NFL, you can't just have an outlier go, I'm going to pay that guy $100 million, I don't care. Now, the NBA, the San Francisco, the Golden State Warriors, they've done this. They've paid over the luxury tax. They have no problem doing that. But you can't do that. Baseball, you can pay whatever you want. Football, if you had everybody who had the same umbrella as far as spending goes, then I would imagine, Kansas is going to have the facility to be able to face, Alabama as far as, the size of the stadiums there. Yeah, Paulie.
For example, let's say like South Dakota State football moved up because of relegation promotion. Their place holds 19,000, but they would get a bigger slice of a bigger pie. They could expand. They could do things. You could elevate your program with the big time money.
Yeah, Notre Dame expanded their stadium. Don't have to build a new one. Dan Orlovsky of the Mothership will stop by right after this.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.